2 Kings 6 through 7. Now the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "Behold now, the place before you where we are living is too cramped for us. Please, let us go to the Jordan, and let us each take from there a beam, and let us construct a place there for ourselves to live there." So he said, "Go." Then one of them said, "Please agree, and go with your servants." And he said, "I will go." So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But it happened that as one of them was cutting down a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, "Oh, my master, it was borrowed." Then the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And when he showed him the place, he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and made an iron float. Then he said, "Pick it up for yourself." So he reached out his hand and took it. Now the king of Aram was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, "In such a place shall be my camp." But the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, "Be careful that you do not pass this place, because the Arameans are coming down there." And the king of Israel sent scouts to the place which the man of God had told him. So he warned him, so that he was on his guard there, more than once or twice. Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over this matter. And he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not tell me which of us is for the king of Israel?" One of his servants said, "No, my lord, the king. But Elisha, the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." So he said, "Go and see where he is, so that I may send men and take him." And it was told to him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." So he sent horses and chariots and a substantial army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. Now when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And his servant said to him, "This is hopeless, my master. What are we to do?" And he said, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are greater than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, please, open his eyes so that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, strike this people with blindness." So he struck them with blindness, in accordance with the word of Elisha. Then Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." And he brought them to Samaria. When they had come into Samaria, Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men, so that they may see." So the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. Then the king of Israel, when he saw them, said to Elisha, "My father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" But he answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and bow? Set bread and water before them, and go to their master." So he provided a large feast for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. And the marauding bands of Arameans did not come again into the land of Israel. Now it came about after this that Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, gathered all his army, and went up and besieged Samaria. So there was a severe famine in Samaria, and behold, they kept besieging it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver, and a fourth of a cab of dove's dung for 5 shekels of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, "Help, my lord the king." But he said, "If the Lord does not help you, from where am I to help you? From the threshing floor, or from the winepress?" Then the king said to her, "What is on your mind?" And she said, "This woman said to me, 'Give your son, so that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.' So we cooked my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, "Give your son, so that we may eat him." But she has hidden her son. When the king heard the woman's words, he tore his clothes, and he was passing by on the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had a sackcloth underneath his body. Then he said, "May God do so to me and more so, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on him today." Now Elisha was sitting in his house, and the elders were sitting with him. And the king sent a man from his presence. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, "Do you see how the son of a murderer has sent a man to cut off my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door, and hold the door shut against him. Is the sound of his master's feet not behind him?" While he was still talking with them, behold, the messenger came down to him, and he said, "Behold, this evil is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" Then Elisha said, "Listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, at the gate of Samaria." The royal officer on whose hand the king was leaning responded to the man of God and said, "Even if the Lord were to make windows in heaven, could this thing happen?" Then he said, "Behold, you are going to see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat any of it." Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, "Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say, 'We will enter the city,' then the famine is in the city, and we will die there. But if we sit here, we will also die. Now then, come, and let's go over to the camp of the Arameans. If they spare us, we will live. And if they kill us, then we will die." So they got up at twilight to go to the camp of the Arameans. When they came to the outskirts of the camp of the Arameans, behold, there was no one there, for the Lord had made the army of the Arameans hear a sound of chariots and a sound of horses, that is, the sound of a great army. And they said to one another, "Behold, the king of Israel has hired the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians against us to attack us." So they got up and fled at twilight, and abandoned their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, indeed the camp itself, just as it was. And they fled for their lives. When these men with leprosy came to the outskirts of the camp, they entered one tent and ate and drank, and carried from there silver, gold, and clothes. And they went and hid them. Then they said to one another, "We are not doing the right thing. This day is a day of good news, but we are keeping silent about it. If we wait until the morning light, punishment will overtake us. Now then, come, let's go and inform the king's household." So they came and called to the gatekeepers of the city, and told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Arameans, and behold, there was no one there, nor a human voice, only the horses tied and the donkeys tied, and the tents just as they were." The gatekeepers called and announced it inside the king's house. Then the king got up in the night and said to his servants, "I will now tell you what the Arameans have done to us. They know that we are hungry. So they have left the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, 'When they come out of the city, we will capture them alive and get into the city.'" One of his servants responded and said, "Please, have some men take 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they will be in any case like all the multitude of Israel who are left in it. Behold, they will be like all the multitude of Israel that have already perished. So let us send them and see." Therefore they took 2 chariots with horses, and the king sent them after the army of the Arameans, saying, "Go and see." They went after them to the Jordan, and behold, all the way was full of clothes and equipment which the Arameans had thrown away when they fled in a hurry. Then the messengers returned and informed the king. So the people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans. Then a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, in accordance with the word of the Lord. Now the king appointed to the royal officer, on whose hand he leaned, to be in charge of the gate. But the people trampled on him at the gate, and he died, just as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So it happened just as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, will be sold about this time at the gate of Samaria. At that time the royal officer had responded to the man of God and said, Now even if the Lord were to make windows in heaven, could such a thing like this happen? And he had said, Behold, you are going to see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat any of it. And this is what happened to him, for the people trampled on him at the gate, and he died. John 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again, and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also will be. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him, and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak on my own, but the Father, as he remains in me, does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. And greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so that he may be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. After a little while, the world no longer is going to see me, but you are going to see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. The one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will follow my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. The one who does not love me does not follow my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while remaining with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and remind you of all that I said to you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful. You heard that I said to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in regard to me. But so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up. Let's go from here. Revelation 15. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels who had seven plagues, which are the last, because in them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who were victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God, the Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, King of nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After these things I looked, and the temple of the tabernacle of testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels who had seven plagues came out of the temple, clothed in linen, clean and bright, and their chests wrapped with golden sashes. And one of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. Proverbs 29:10-18. People of bloodshed hate the blameless person, but the upright are concerned for his life. A fool always loses his temper, but a wise person holds it back. If a ruler pays attention to falsehood, all his ministers become wicked. The poor person and the oppressor have this in common: the Lord gives light to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. The rod and a rebuke gives wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings shame to his mother. When the wicked increase, wrongdoing increases, but the righteous will see their downfall. Correct your son, and he will give you comfort. He will also delight your soul. Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is the one who keeps the law. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my pleadings. Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness, and do not enter into judgment with your servant. For no person living is righteous in your sight. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in dark places, like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit feels weak within me. My heart is appalled within me. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your accomplishments. I reflect on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you, like a weary land. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be the same as those who go down to the pit. Let me hear your faithfulness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. Save me, Lord, from my enemies. I take refuge in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For the sake of your name, Lord, revive me. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your faithfulness, destroy my enemies, and eliminate all those who attack my soul. for I am your servant.